Good morning, Todd Zwillick here, in for John Hockenberry. Tips for American travels and travelers to Europe this morning.
Don't have lots of baggage tags on your luggage that directly identify you as an American. Know how to use the pay telephone. Know how to contact the American Embassy if you need help.
That's Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy on a State Department alert for Americans traveling to Europe to be attentive about any possible terrorist attacks from Al-Qaeda terrorist activity. Joining us is Scott Shane, National Security Reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Scott Shane, it used to be that we only talked about stories like this when somebody increased the travel threat alert, went from yellow to orange or orange to red. But that didn't happen this time. Why not?
Well, the question of how you inform the public about what the government learns, usually through secret intelligence, about terrorist threats has been a very difficult one from right after 9/11, when we all remember the color alerts that became really more the subject of ridicule than anything else.
Right.
And here with this State Department alert that was issued on Sunday, for Americans traveling to or living in Europe, that also left a lot of people perplexed, partly because it's not very specific at all. Often these so-called travel alerts or travel warnings are directed at a specific country. This one just said Europe.
And, an entire continent, right.
Yeah, an entire continent. So, you know, are they talking about Budapest? Are they talking about Munich? Are they talking about London? And then on top of that, the you know, what they were warning against was also extremely general, basically just saying terrorists often target transport, public transport, and tourist infrastructure, presumably hotels and museums and so on. But, you know, we knew all that.
Right. So that, and that raises the question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that raises the question. This seems to be more about letting the public know that there's a threat and your government is aware of it. We're not caught by surprise. More that than anything that actual travelers can actually do to protect themselves.
I think that's right. The you know, several people who I discussed this with yesterday said, imagine if there were a terrorist attack that killed some Americans in Europe, and you know, subsequently there was a news story saying State Department had information about the threat but didn't make it public. You know, there would be outrage. So they're sort of damned if they do and damned if they don't. The other defense of these kinds of alerts, even when they're very vague, is that they officials, counterterrorism officials, recognize now that often the best line of defense is the ordinary, well-informed, vigilant citizen. And we've seen that with the Times Square bombing, where a vendor reported this smoking car to police,
right.
And then on Christmas Day, when a passenger, you know, tackled the Nigerian fellow Abdulmutallab, who was trying to set off a bomb. So
right.
That, you know, so officials say that even reminding people, hey, there might be an increased risk if you're in Europe of an attack, will put people on guard and perhaps increase the chance that someone will
make them more vigilant.
Exactly.
Well, Scott Shane of the New York Times, maybe you can put a sidebar in your paper and translate "see something, say something" into 17 languages for all across Europe. Scott Shane, National Security Reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Increased threats, well, increased alerts in Europe. Thanks, Scott.